So Jesus' words jump off the page at me again. He's kind of outlining the signs of the end. He spoke some things and the disciples said, look, in private, look, can you kind of clue us in on this? This is, when is this all going to go down? And so Jesus is kind of laying that all out. And so the signs are there, of course, but what Jesus says is, look, nobody really knows. Nobody knows but the Father. I don't even know. Only the Father knows. I just know the symptoms. I know the signs. But when you see this stuff happening, watch and pray. And that really resonates with me because that is what God is specifically calling us as a community to do. Watch and pray. And in my mind's eye, in the way that I've envisioned this, over time we will be watching and praying around the world, around the clock. You've heard me say that a few times now, but that's really the word that the Lord has given me, that we will be a people of prayer. And because this community is large and because it is wrapped all the way around the world, it is uniquely equipped to be at prayer always. And Jesus is saying, keep watch. And even the terminology that he uses is like a master goes away, leaves people in charge. Someone has to be up on the wall guarding all the time. Watch, be alert, be vigilant, watch and pray. And so the reason that that resonates with me so deeply is because that's what we're called to do, ultimately. And that's what we will do together, ultimately. And although I have bits and pieces of that puzzle coming together, I don't have the whole story. But for those of you who are called to be a part of that, I'm sure it's resonating with you too. I don't mean that to be some kind of mystical thing. It's just, we are a community. We have wrapped ourselves and enwrapped ourselves in the Word of God for over 3 years, every single day now. And I mean, some have been here every single day since the beginning, and some of you are here for the first year right now, but you're already feeling the transformational power of the Word of God in your life. Well, this has been a year where God has called us to stand up and live this, not just know it, not just learn it, not just absorb it, live it. Because that's what God has called us to. That's the purpose of the Bible. One of the things that John Eldredge said in The Hope of Prayer is that the Bible is not a book of exceptions. You don't read the Bible and go, oh, well, that was cool that God did that. And God isn't giving out all these promises and showing all these examples of great men and saying to us, but you can't have that. That'll never be a part of your life. I don't do that anymore. I don't work like that anymore. God is calling us to be a people who live what the Bible says and live as the Bible says and live what the Bible illustrates. And I think it's safe to say that being a people of prayer, well, that's how Jesus was. And so there's no getting around that. We are called as a people to be a people of prayer. I just think in particular, we are called as a community to be a people of a word and deed, to be a people of the word and of prayer. And so that's why we're going to great lengths to learn about prayer and till that into our soil. But I think the words of Jesus are profound today. Watch